care. When we were involved, when our involvement started, which will give you sort of a flavor because we've got a couple board members and a couple past CEOs and a medical director. Jeanette, do you want to start? Since you're the founding member, you're the one and only founder,
no,
right?
I'm really not a founding member. When I came on board, this was the third site that we had, which was on Main Street. Well, I guess they were all on Main Street. I started when they moved to the second floor of the Masonic Building of Kingman's as a board member there. I was a board member for, I think, probably 25 years.
Uh-huh.
25 years.
And you were also chair of the board.
I was chair of the board 1 year. And then I resigned from that and went on to the Friends Board, which I've been on since.
In the early days of the organization, the feds would not allow you to use grant money to pay for interest in a mortgage, but you could use it to pay for rent. The feds encouraged us to have a separate corporation that bought the building, and then Lamprey Healthcare, which was then called Newmarket Health Center, would pay rent to the Friends of Newmarket Health Center. And that still exists for the Newmarket facilities today. Arthur?
Yes. Well, I came on the board when they actually started occupying the room on the second floor of the town hall, which would have been a little after Jeanette, I guess. And, of course, I know a little bit about the town hall because I happen to have been a selectman prior to that, and we're the ones that created that particular room up there. We went to the Masonic building up on the second floor and stayed there for, I think it was a couple of 3 years, and we had, we ran into some problems at that particular point, I forget, but I thought it was Judy Epstein who was...
Oh, that's me, Susan Epstein, and I'm now Susan Yagi.
Is what?
I'm now Susan Yagi, but it's the same Susan.
Okay, yeah.
Hi.
Right. Well, I didn't know that... Well, I knew that she was getting married, but I didn't know that she changed her name. But anyhow, Sue kind of held the glue together for us for quite a while there. We were shaky financially, but she kept us together. And I think at some given point, not too long after that, I think you came on board, Ann.
Judy was in there in between.
Oh, yes, Judy was there first, yeah. Okay, you're right. You're right. Judy did come in after that.
Judy Ryan?
Yeah, Judy Ryan.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and then you came aboard. I remember interviewing you and interviewing a second person at that particular time, and you were... elected hands down by all the board members. We felt that you would be the one to lead us into the future, and you have done a fabulous job. Then after that, we ran into a little bit of a problem up there because the acoustics weren't too good, and I guess patients could be overheard in the other rooms.
I think we had sheets between the walls.
You got
what
it.
I've heard.
And so we started looking for something else, and I ran into a friend of mine, Norman Langlois.
Oh.
And Norman Langlois had a piece of property on Spring Street, Spring Street, Lincoln Street, and I talked to him about it, and he pulled to sell it, and he sold it to a subject of the first mortgage, which helped us out tremendously as far as financing the building. And then I think we had Walter Cheney who came in and... reconfigured the building. It was a duplex so that we could use it for our purposes. And then from there, I think we went to South Main Street, where you are presently. From there, we also expanded out to Raymond, New Hampshire.
I just want to make sure I get everyone who's on the call.
Yep.
So I know who's talking. So I know...
Susie?
Yep. Well, I came on in January of 1975. I was the second executive director.
Okay.
The first one was a fellow named Ray Jones.
Okay.
And he had left kind of suddenly. It was a wild and woolly first couple of years, I guess, in terms of the center getting up and going. It was not then federally funded. And I was executive director. Arthur and Jeanette were on my board. And we faced a very, very difficult time. Arthur's right, financially. We had a total budget of $125,000 and almost no money coming in. And folks knocking on the door to take their equipment back.
This was in 75-ish?
Not 75-ish, 1975.
Okay.
January.
When did... Now, you said you were the second one, so when was Ray Jones there? When did this all start?
It started in, I'm not sure on this one. I think it started 72, 73, but I would ask Arthur.
71, actually. So
71, okay. And I came on in 75 and came on as a volunteer director at first to try to see what I could do to help.
Mm-hmm.
And became the paid director by the middle of that year. And I, after a year of helping to rebuild an incredible work by the board and incredible work by the staff, I moved to Concord. And at that point, I briefly was on the Friends board, but when I took a job with New Hampshire Medicaid, I resigned because it would have been a conflict. I've been emotionally connected and remain emotionally connected ever since.
Well, I can just jump in for a second and say, Sue, I don't remember your new name, but I remember the Sue Epstein.
You sure do.
You did what a hell of a job there.
Oh, Arthur, thank you.
You sacrificed yourself completely for us, and there's no question in my mind that that gave us the opportunity to continue on.
Oh, thank you. It was a group effort. We all did it, all of us. I mean, it was just an amazing effort to turn the place around, and every member of that board went out and solicited funds. Every member of the board contributed funds. Staff shared salaries. Whoever had to make rent got paid. It was just an incredible effort by a group of people.
I think, Sue, if you remember right, it was just about the time that we were getting Dr. Cohen on board.
Absolutely.
And Dr. Cohen helped us out immeasurably from a point of view of being able to get things done that we probably wouldn't have been able to do it as individuals.
Absolutely.
Because of his connections with the University of New Hampshire.
Alan Cohen was dean of the Whittemore School of Business, which is part of the University of New Hampshire. He's the one who hired me.
Okay.
He and the board. And we've just benefited over the years. We had a number of different board members from the Whittemore School, and it's been just a wonderful resource.
Now let's go back to the beginning. So we started in 1971, and I've heard that Ray Jones was there and left suddenly, and things were in a very difficult situation.
It started off as an information and referral program, and we had a couple VISTA volunteers,
mm-hmm.
and it was over Town Hall.
Right, and that was over the town hall, and really what they were trying to do was assess the issues around access to care by providing information about where people could go, because the local doc had died off and there was nobody locally in town. And then it became very obvious that transportation was a critical need, and I think they got a grant from the regional medical program, which was under $100,000. I don't know the exact amount. And we developed, I think it was in 1973, we developed the transportation program. And it wasn't long before the transportation program was in place that it became very obvious that what we really needed was on-site provision of health care.
I could fill in a little bit on that. The Regional Medical Program grant, about the time that I came in, we were using the last of it for lay community health workers and to support the state's first physician assistant. That was Michael Lewis. And so we were using it for staff support, community health workers who were doing some home visits, and helping patients get access to the center. And we then were using got state transportation money for vans under Title 20, match from the county in 1975 to start the first of the van service.